This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap, looks, fires, end zone. Yeah! Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the fat out of the fire.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Adam Jones, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots open the 2012 preseason at home against the New Orleans Saints.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Adam, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome into the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. I'm Adam Jones alongside Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. And as I just learned in that open, guys, this is the largest, interactive tailgate going on, on
evidently
Facebook.
You didn't learn a thing.
Apparently not.
The largest virtual pregame tailgate.
Fact.
Not opinion.
Don't even check.
With largest online tailgate, largest virtual tailgate. We have a lot of different largest.
Largest.
As long as it says EST.
Virtual tailgate. I'll mark
see,
that. I'll mark
how
that
I eliminate worst, because as long as it says EST in there. No. It's glad to have a real host, though, isn't it, Andy?
Well, thank God.
I would put I would put that in quotes.
No more
I
Paul wouldn't. Butchering the
that debacle
the
of 2011 is over.
I'll tell you, you called it a debacle, Andy, but the ratings were strong.
It's the largest virtual.
The ratings were strong. Yeah.
We couldn't get Dunkin' Donuts until we got a real host.
Oh, there you go.
I heard they wanted to back out when we got a real host.
Nope.
But and by the way, I'm very glad to have you, though, Pac-Man.
I already had my Oreo donut earlier. I am ready. I'm fueled. And if anyone from Dunkin' Donuts is indeed listening, the cream-filled Oreo donut, the greatest donut you've ever created. It should not be for a limited time. It should be permanent.
All right. Phenomenal. Andy, listen. Dunkin' Donuts.
I can't hear you.
Dunkin' Donuts.
He wonders why he almost passed out running earlier.
No, I had that after I ran it. That's how an athlete refuels.
That was the fuel
donut.
You needed, yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know he had a speaking part. I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
I was thinking the same thing about both of you.
Anyway, Adam, you were saying.
I was saying.
It's preseason for us to leave us alone.
It's the largest virtual tailgate, and there's a number of ways you can get in touch with us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. You can get in touch via Facebook. You can get in touch via Twitter using the hashtag PPGS, very creative. And you can also email in webradio@patriots.com and also give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And we'll take your thoughts leading up to the preseason opener between the Patriots and Saints. And guys, you've been in attendance here the past couple of days for the joint practices between these two clubs. What's been the biggest thing that stood out from those joint practices?
Jimmy Graham's good. Very impressive. As Paul said, we had the two best quarterbacks, or two of the three best quarterbacks in the world, and probably three of the three best tight ends in the world. A lot of physical talent for Jimmy Graham, and I enjoyed the matchup with Dante Hightower often in practice. And unfortunately, I'm not sure we're going to get to see Jimmy Graham tonight. He got a little nicked up catching a touchdown and spiking it at Hightower's feet the other day. But he, to me, I often like to talk about the eyeball test, and a lot of guys fail the eyeball test. Sean Merriman's one of the famous Hall of Fame eyeball test failers.
It's the Andy Hart eyeball test,
yes,
by the way.
And Jimmy Graham did not fail it at all. And I think that's interesting. But obviously, from a Patriots perspective, it's all about the defense. You know, maybe the backup quarterbacks kind of eke their way in, but I'm not worried about the offense at all. I'd like to see the defense, even if it's, you know, one series against Breeze and company, somebody make a play, somebody get some pressure, somebody cover somebody, and let's get off on the right foot here.
I agree with Andy. You know, there's always a lot of talk about the backup quarterback play in the preseason, and I understand why. I mean, you do get an opportunity to see these guys play, and if things go well for all teams, you won't see them again. You know, like, you know, Brian Hoyer was joking around with us yesterday after practice saying, you know, I did have that one throw to Gronk that allowed him to get the record. You know, he was joking. I mean, that's how little time he gets that he can actually identify the throws that he made in regular games. So everybody seems to fixate on it. I'm not all that enamored with the whole situation. I you know, listen, I think Hoyer will be too. Mallett will be three. You know, what happens after Tom Brady leaves, then that'll be obviously a much more important story. I'm with Andy on the defense. I want to see these new parts integrated. I want to see not only the first-round picks, Jones and Hightower. I want to see Wilson at safety. I want to see some of the free agent newcomers like Steve Gregory. Unfortunately, we won't get to see Jonathan Finene, who hasn't practiced in several days. You know, we won't get to see Brandon Spikes at all, I would doubt, because he hasn't been out there for the last 3 days either. So
no SECD tonight.
Some of those pieces we won't get to see, but I want to see how Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia put this group together, and I want to see if it's better than last year, and if it is better, how much better. You know, can they take some pressure off that offense, which I think we all agree is going to be productive again.
And one side story that's not really a Patriots story, but obviously is an NFL story, is the replacement officials. And we were kind of mocking them on the practice fields. There was one play where they called a touchdown where the guy was still clearly bobbling it when he ran out of bounds. But that will be more of a something to keep an eye on tonight. And I already saw that Mike Rodak tweeted out that they were taking their picture on the field together. I get the feeling.
Asking for autographs
well,
and stuff.
Just like
I mean, it's like
here.
If the three of us were down there and, hey, there's, you know, there's Brady and Breeze. Let's get in the background so we can get a picture with them.
Act
you know?
Like you've been here before, even though you haven't. Act like it. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And I wonder if Rodak is listening, by the way. That's a, you know. ESPN Boston's Mike Rodak, for those of you who don't know who Mike is, claims he doesn't listen to us anymore yet, can recite chapter and verse of everything we talk about every show.
Mm. And we should say, I believe you can listen on your phone, speaking of Mike Rodak, who's in the press box. That's one of the many, many ways you can listen to this show is on your phone or your iPad, the Patriots app.
Your smartphone.
Smartphones or even some dumb.
Many ways to listen and also many ways to interact. And we mentioned you can get on the phones, 508-298-0398. It's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. You can tweet at us with the hashtag PPGS. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones alongside Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. And one of the many storylines that you guys each touched on with some of these new players here for the Patriots leading into preseason game number one against the New Orleans Saints. Which player are you most excited to see? That's our poll question up now on the Facebook page. And Matt LePan, what are our options here?
So we have Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Tavon Wilson, and Brandon Lloyd. Early favorite out of the gate is Chandler Jones at 40% right now, so keep voting.
Yeah, I got that. I actually tweeted that out, and the response is on the PPGS hashtag, which, by the way, we accept photos. We like to post those on the Facebook
page. Because we're tailgating, Adam. We want everybody else's tailgating as well. We want to see the pictures of your tailgate and see how you're preparing for the Patriots preseason opener.
This time of year, it's about 90
out. Less clothing.
The women probably get a nice white tank top, Patriots logo where it, you know, should be, where we want to look.
Little lift and separate action.
If you want to send in photos from your tailgate action, either in Foxborough or, you know, we have people listening I know in Brazil. I want to say hi to the Patriot Brasilia or something club. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And send in those photos from wherever you are in the world. Show us what you're doing.
And again, to webradio@patriots.com, that's where Bill writes in. Andy doesn't address you or I, Paul.
So you two should shut the hell up.
Patriots seem to have some A-plus ball catchers, Welker and
I wonder
Roth,
why it's addressed to Andy.
As well as some solid A-minus, B-plus players, Hernandez, Lloyd, and then depth players. Counting tight ends and wide receivers together, how many do you think they keep? And with the passing game in its ascendancy, how many need to be in the game day rotation to keep fresh legs on the field?
Well, I think there is a decent chance they keep 10. 7 receivers, 3 tight ends. And that would be keeping, you know, I don't want to run down them, but that's keeping your special teamers. That's keeping all 3 of the veterans that some people believe are battling for maybe 2 slots. And that's assuming they can get a healthy third tight end. They're not keeping Tyler Urban, as much as I'm rooting for him, the Urban legend to grow.
Urban renewal.
They may end up with just 2 because, you know, Shanko can't get on the field, Fells can't get off PUP. So the guys that they've brought in to be that extra tight end just haven't been out there. But I think they would like to have a third tight end. Now, I haven't sat down and done all the numbers. I'm not going to pretend I have at this point. And it obviously gets interesting. You know, I think they wanted a fullback, but again, doesn't look like they're going to have a fullback, and maybe that fullback is the extra tight end. Injuries have really, even the versatility of the offensive lineman has been cut into, so injuries are obviously going to play a major factor, but I think in an ideal world, I think they want to keep Stallworth, Branch, and Gaffney, and I think they want to have a third tight end, and that adds up to, in all likelihood, 10 guys at those 2 positions.
Jacob writes into webradio at patriots.com. Guys, should
he want to talk to me or is this to the panel?
This is guys. This is the panel. Should we be worried about the secondary? You've all been pretty negative when asked about it, but I don't think it can get much worse than last year.
Good point. Probably can't, but you could fall to 32nd in the NFL in pass defense, so it technically can. But yeah, you should be worried. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no getting around it. We've seen Brandon Lloyd blow by Devin McCourty on the training camp fields, which, you know, you hope Brandon Lloyd is doing that against good corners all year, but we also saw it way too often from McCourty against almost everybody, admittedly decent receivers, last year. So I'm still very much concerned in the pass coverage.
I don't know how you can't be, and that's why, to me, you know, the backup quarterback talk and all that other stuff, to me, goes way on the back burner. Because
Let's be honest. If Brady doesn't play, who cares? It's over.
All right. Well, that's
and
how
I know. Oh, Matt Castle once won 11 games.
He went 11-5. I heard he went 11-5 in 08. Yeah, I know. I remember. I was there. But I defensively, I think they need to get better. And I think that they need to stop relying on Brady in the offense to be so productive every single week. I think that puts a lot of pressure on that group, and you put yourself in situations where when it's 23 points in the AFC Championship against a good Baltimore team, you're in a death struggle, and it's 17 points in the Super Bowl against a good Giants team, and you end up on the short end. I'm not blaming the defense for either one of those games, you know, being close, not by a long shot, but I just think that when you have to score every game to be a very good team, to be an elite team like the Patriots do, it wears on you. And I think it wore on the offense a little bit as the season went on last year. Brian Waters was a guy who talked about it a little bit toward the end of the season with those games against Miami and Buffalo, the two games they fell way behind. And, you know, the defense wasn't able to keep them afloat, you know, down 17-0, down 21-0. When the offense wasn't quite sharp at the beginning of the game, instead of it being down 7-0 or 10-0, it was 21-0. And that was a big hole for the offense to have to climb out of. So I'd like to see that defense show it can be a little bit more consistent, continue that little improvement I thought that we saw late last year, bring that into 2012 with the new players that we talked about, that Andy talked about with Mayo and Hightower and sort of that edge Andy talked about on the Patriots pregame show over on 98.5. I think that they can do that and be effective, but, you know, it starts now. I mean, I know we're not going to see a lot of these guys tonight, but it starts tonight.
You know I'm a pessimist.
I know
you
are.
A bit of a cynic.
I know.
Some call it negativity. But I don't think the defense will ever, this season, will be shut down, will be great, but I think I've already seen that they could be playmakers, that there is the potential for a play, bend but don't break.
You want to believe they can be playmakers.
No, I do actually, and I've seen signs that I think I can believe that, and, you know, a lot of people thought last year was a bend but don't break defense, and if you took away a touchdown against the Colts, they would have been top 10 in score. They weren't that good. Whatever your numbers tell you, I don't care. They were not very good on defense in pretty much everything. What I will say is at times they showed the ability to make plays, even in the Super Bowl, right? They force a fumble. Just get a couple of those balls on the ground or your hands on the balls. Brandon Spikes was involved with two of those against both the Ravens and then again in the Super Bowl. I think they now, in Hightower, Jones, Spikes, you know, hopefully one of the safeties, if it's Chung, who needs to improve his playmaking, they're starting to have guys where you say they're flying to the ball and maybe they can get a play made here. You're not going to they're still going to give up, you know, 400 yards every week or 300 yards every week through the air probably and combined on the ground. But if they get a couple turnovers with an offense that generally doesn't turn it over, that's how you win. That's how you get better on defense. You become a playmaker. You become one of the best teams in football.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. He's Andy Hart alongside Paul Perillo and myself, Adam Jones. We're taking you right up to kickoff between the Patriots and Saints. A lot of ways to get in touch with us. We encourage you to send in your tailgate pictures. You can send those into webradio at Patriots.com. It's also how you get in touch with the program here. You can tweet at us with the hashtag PPGS. Let's hit some of these phone calls. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We'll kick things off with Jeff in Vegas. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Tremendous. Feel like, you know, it's just we never left. We're back. You're back. We're back. We're all back. Adam's here.
Yes, nice.
Heavens to Betsy!
Nice to uphold the tradition on the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social.
Yeah. No slip of the tongues with the sponsors. We've cut ties with
It's big time now, Jeff. Big time.
Yeah, right on. I love it. Also, I would like to welcome Pac-Man. I actually hear him out here a lot in Vegas on the ESPN national radio feed.
What's that, about 4:45 a.m.?
Yeah, somewhere around there. We appreciate it. Yep.
You'd be surprised. He's I hear him out here more often than you might think.
He's very good.
Anyway,
that's why we got him. We go for the best.
Adequate. We
had other options we could have gone to for a host, but we said we want the best.
Right on. Nice. All right, just to give you a little bit of Vegas flavor for the game, just for the number, not that it means anything in preseason. New England opened -3. It's trended upward to New England -3.5. The total is the highest on the Vegas board at 38.
Total of 38. I'll take the over.
Jeff, you know I love all the numbers every week, but I'm sorry, I just can't grasp them in the summer.
All right,
man.
You wouldn't take the over tonight?
No.
I would.
No. I mean, anybody that puts anything on one of these games is insane.
Although the threat of thunderstorms and a long delay could really
happen.
Kill Mike.
What if they don't play?
Do I get my money back if the game is not completed?
Yeah, you will.
Okay,
you'll
good.
Be, it's refunded, but I agree completely, Paul. I mean, it's preseason for all of us, odds makers included. Betting on a preseason game is idiotic, incidentally. However, Andy Hart did allude on the Twitter feed that it was in the low to mid 90s.
Yes, when I arrived. Now it'll obviously cool down a little.
It's supposed
bit
to be
game
in the
time.
70s for game time, and there's still a chance of thunderstorms tonight.
And that's when it's really hot like that, humid. You know, boom boom.
Yeah, it's very humid, very very humid.
Yeah. So as Andy hinted at, you might have some defenses getting fatigued, two wide open offenses, and that finally leads us to the Jeff in Vegas preseason play of the week.
All right, we'll come up with a jingle for that next week. All right, what do you got?
Oh, you broke your box?
What do you got, Jeff?
Kevin. I know Matt. If that were Matt, he'd be right on the ball. It must be Kevin.
Yeah, Matt's too busy. Matt's too busy tonight.
I was ready for some
tonight.
Kind of flashy production there. I was ready for it.
We don't have it.
So well, just this.
Just go with
Heavens
it.
Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
Okay, what do you got?
I got New England giving 3.5. It's going to be an offensive struggle. Are we going to see more of Hoyer or Mallett?
Both.
I think you're going to see them split.
Yeah, an equal share of both. I think we're going to air it out. Hopefully Lloyd can make a play or two as long as thin out those receiving corps. Give the 3.5 with New England and over the 38. The defenses are going to get fatigued in the heat. Take New England and the over.
From what I saw in the practice field, you'll be okay on the over. I think both offenses are going to put up some points tonight, regardless of who's in there. Jesse Hollywood will score.
So I agree with Paul. It'd be silly to wager on this thing, but if you're going to do it, isn't the over a clear thing?
I would think,
wouldn't you think that there's going to be a lot of points piled up in this thing? You don't, Paul?
I have no idea what's going to happen.
I wouldn't put my retirement on it. I'm just saying a little fun money.
I wouldn't be comfortable putting a nickel on it. I mean, like a legit nickel, not a Jeff in Vegas nickel.
Should we hit up the Twitter feed real quick?
You
won't like this one.
Yeah, let's.
Can they be making fun? He hasn't even talked yet.
Who's this chump with you and Paul?
those are your people. Is that it?
No,
guys, you need to embrace it. Listen, we needed a little bit of professionalism. I know you guys are used to Fred and his all right and all that stuff, but we needed a legitimate host. This show, the listenership was just too high to get by with just Andy and I trying to pretend that we're professionals.
Well, I was
fine. We needed a real host.
You weren't a good host. I'm sorry.
First of all,
I'm like Bill Belichick. I'm not big on positive reinforcement.
I was outstanding.
Well, I will say you reached your potential.
I said Jets a few times instead of the old sponsor.
Now we're the double D PPGS.
Dunkin' Donuts.
And speaking of that, send your photos in.
Speaking of double D's,
send those in to Web
like
Radio.
I'm passionate about breasts.
Tailgate, chest gate, we'll take them all.
Webradio at patriots.com is where you can send those. You can also get in touch on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Jeff mentioned a name that is part of our poll question that Matt's running over there. One of the new faces that people are looking forward to from the Patriots is Brandon Lloyd. For some of those fans, what can we learn from Brandon Lloyd tonight? How much stock are you putting into his first preseason performance?
Zero.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'd like to see if Brady gets what are you guys figuring for Brady tonight? 15 snaps?
Maybe. A long drive or two drives?
Yeah.
One long, two short.
If him and Brady are out there together, I'd like to see them hook up for a play or two. I'm not going to be, you know, terribly disappointed if that doesn't happen.
Based on the practice field, it will, though. He's thrown to him a lot.
Yeah,
practice field, you'll see Hernandez catch a couple
balls. Well, based on the practice field, Hernandez could get 100 yards tonight.
Right.
I mean, who knows how that's going to all unfold. But if for whatever reason Lloyd doesn't end up with any catches, it's not going to be anything that worries me terribly. I mean, I think that he has already shown to me a far greater grasp of what he's doing than Ocho did last year, and I don't really have a whole lot of concern there. I think that he very much will be part of the offense, and the two tight ends will continue to dominate as they have. I'm not really concerned offensively about anything, really.
I am not either. Let me ask you a cynical Andy question. We know
is there
what could be
kind?
Good. Any positive plays would be good. Any player you see, whether he's new, young, you know, he makes a play, that's great in the preseason because they all get limited chances, whatever. Barring injury, forget no injuries. This is not an injury question. Barring injury.
Right.
We
take that off the table.
What would you not want to see? What
from
would
Lloyd?
You no from anybody
oh, I'll
on the
tell
team,
you,
anything. What would you
and,
go?
And here's some
ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, there's a few things and I'll give you no.
I got a long list. How long we got?
No, but you're saying things that would yeah. worry me terribly. And this is where I do think there are things in the preseason that can be troublesome. And
bad
we saw
is worse
one,
than good.
We
it's
saw
good.
One last year, and that's when Devin McCourty started letting guys run by him.
Right.
I don't want to see that tonight.
That wasn't in the opener, though.
No, it was against Detroit in the yeah. third game, I believe.
Right. He waited a couple weeks.
But I don't want to see if
that's
he's
the most important.
If he's out there for 15 plays tonight, like we're thinking, maybe some of the frontline players. I don't want to see three or four of them involve Devery Henderson or Marcus Colston or somebody
14,
running by him.
The guy who killed him on
14
the practice
is
field.
A killer. All of a sudden, Andy Tanner, maybe I forget his name, but the guy caught like 8 million passes in practice.
No, he's not even on their depth chart on their website.
Well, he's like eighth on the depth chart. That was the most concerning thing.
Talking to some Saints guys, he did make some plays last year and then got hurt. They liked what he was.
And evidently, he had
summer.
Some catches in the Hall of Fame game
so,
as well.
He is a developing talent, and they develop talent at those some of those skill positions. So
they're pretty deep.
He could end up being a
but
good player.
But that would be one
them.
Thing that if I saw. Would concern me, like, unlike if Lloyd just, was held without a catch. That
right.
wouldn't bother me
or
at all.
Or something like, Ocho jumping offside
now,
in the
Lloyd,
preseason game.
If Lloyd had
or...
three passes that Brady threw to him and, Lloyd cut in and the ball went out, or Lloyd went deep and the ball was thrown short, that would concern me. I haven't seen that in practice at all. I mean, but maybe one or two times.
And I'm also leaving out physical errors. I mean, the obvious ones, like, Mallett comes in and throws three picks, mm-hmm. or Ridley fumbles on his first carry. Any of the obvious.
A Ridley fumble would concern
yeah,
me.
But
that's
I was,
a good example.
I was kind of looking more past that just toward, Chandler Jones gets stonewalled. He plays mm-hmm. two series, and he looks like Derek
Invisible or something.
Burgess.
Yeah.
No, is that his name?
Derek Burgess, yeah.
That's
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Things like that. Guys just getting,
that
you know,
would concern
there's
me.
Hype there. Everybody... was tweeting, woohoo, Chandler Jones is beating Nate Solder in one-on-ones, and
Nate Solder getting run around
every
like
time
a
I say something, he keeps pointing at me. That's
no,
a
but like I because I
quite,
think,
quite the lengthy list over.
Cameron Jordan bitch slapping Nate Solder.
No, but
is that what you're saying?
Yes, but you guys are you're misstating this. That I'm a little upset at you, Adam, I told you you're a professional.
No, that's
I wouldn't
true.
Think that you would fall into the
gotta
Andy Hart.
Got to keep myself in check. I'm on his. I'm
the
sort of down to his end of the table, so I think
the adolescence that is Andy
this
Hart.
This is
I would like to think
pregame social tailgating barroom banter. This is what we do. We argue,
but don't miss.
We have a couple. We get a little worked up. We yell.
We spend about a half hour talking about how we don't really think that the results in slash evaluations from a preseason game are all that important. And I stand by that. But there are some individual things from specific players that I would be concerned about. And you said Cam Jordan getting around Nate Solder. Yeah, that would be one physical thing, even though it's only the preseason, that would worry me. Steven Ridley. The one thing that we worry about with him is ball security. I haven't seen a hint of the ball getting knocked loose from his arms throughout training camp. Great sign to me. I don't care if it's practice. He hasn't had one bobble, carrying the football, and I think he's looked great. To see him fumble the ball tonight in some manner would worry me.
So, hypothetically, what would concern you if you saw it in a game? Something like Ridley's fumble, something like Nate Solder getting run around, you can weigh in. Webradio at Patriots.com is how you get in touch with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. You can also get in touch, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. That's where Melvin dials us up from Tennessee. What's going on, Melvin?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Mel.
Not much. I just had a little question. Which one of these defensive backs do you think will actually make the roster? I guess my concern would be, we have all these defensive backs and maybe Will Allen's looking a little bit better. Or maybe, we just signed another DB from the Giants. Maybe Marquise Cole. I mean, I don't know how long we're going to keep on relying on McCourty to make these plays. And if he's not going to, we might need to make a change. So do you all think that maybe these other defensive backs will actually make the team?
No.
So we're just going to have to rely on McCourty.
Well, it's going to be McCourty and either Arrington or Dowling as your starting two corners. We saw the other day Dowling kind of took less reps than we'd seen previously. Previously, it had been pretty much McCourty, Dowling. Those are your starting corners, Arrington in the slot. Sterling Moore has gotten a lot of reps.
I think those four are locks.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a lock, but he's
cornerbacks, I think
pretty close to a lock.
And the other guy we haven't seen in 10 days is Alphonso Dennard.
Right.
But, I mean, I can't imagine that he gets let go. Now, maybe he's hurt to the point where he has to end up on IR. But I can't imagine they just let him go.
No. He'll be on IR if he's not on the roster. But,
right. You
know, beyond that, you know, Cole, I don't think, has looked very good on defense. He's a special teamer.
Teams player.
If he makes the team and has to play on defense, I don't expect it to be pretty. Will Allen could certainly make this
Will
team.
Will Allen could make the team. I think he's probably in a good fight right now. I thought he and Moore would be two guys that might be fighting for a role on defense.
And maybe they are. The
in
difference
some way,
is
Allen's been playing safety.
But maybe, you know, Bill likes to say you do the difficult thing, you do the transition thing the most. Him, the transition is safety. Bill Price says, 12 years in, I kind of know what he is at corner. He's not a starting corner, but I know what I'm going to get if I put him at corner. Let's see how valuable he can be at safety. So I think he could make it and play corner, even though we've only seen him at safety, just fall back on.
That's a good point.
You know, he gets right back on the bike and he can play
the whole Eugene Wilson
corner.
Thing.
But
Merriweather.
You're going to have, you know, four safeties in all likelihood, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you have the three that would be locks, would be
right. The
two starters, Chung and Gregory, and then Tavon Wilson has been involved, like you said, with the three corners. Tavon Wilson has been equally as involved in everything they've done with three safeties.
And then, I mean, you have a lot of guys that are involved with special teams. You know, Ahedebo could be on the team.
Barrett
Brown. I think Barrett will be on the team. I haven't seen him do a lot on defense, but he's going to be on the team, which means if Chung gets hurt, Barrett will be doing something on defense, whether you want him to or not.
And I also think that, and Andy and I fall into this trap a lot. A lot of these guys, I think if you cut them and you need them a month later,
They'll be there.
Or guys of the same elk, as I like to say.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on
patriots.com. I do SportsCenter in the overnight, and I'm working with this clown.
No, I fill in for Mike and Mike, and I have to work with these guys.
The best part is now you can fight in person. You don't have to yell through
the glass. That makes it easier.
Those two pieces of glass are hard to fight through.
I'm used to just hearing your sound reverberating through a few different studios, but you can get in touch.
I believe you referred to him as a lunatic, like a raving lunatic.
I did.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just
want to get that out.
We're going to have to pull the tape on that one.
Fine with it.
Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We are live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We're taking you up to Patriots and Saints preseason opener for the New England Patriots. And we'll put this question on the table with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator. What differences would you anticipate under him this season for the New England Patriots? We'll answer that when we come back. Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on patriots.com.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square. You just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device.
1-800-MY-SEATS. What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone!
Obedience school! Set! Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made Nationals. Great. Where are Nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo!
Get inside the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Adam Jones, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now broadcasting live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Well, yes, sir. Number of ways to get in touch here.
What the hell was that?
I guess that was a Pac-Man thing, the Kevin? Pac-Man. Is that what that was?
The Pac-Man noise.
It's very clever.
It was terrible. That's not the one I remember.
There's a number of ways you can get in touch with Dunkin' Donuts. There it is. Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. You can interact through the Facebook page. You can also tweet at us with the hashtag PPGS. And we'll get to your emails and phone calls here momentarily. But guys, toss this out a few moments ago. What differences would you expect this season under Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator?
Well, I think one will be in, sorry about that squeak. C. Harris 28 just sent it in over the hashtag PPGS, the screen talk. And he'd like to see some double tight end screens similar to what the Saints used against us in 07. We're going to see more screens. We've already seen some of it in camp with the running backs. This is a team that's screened forever. You know, Bill O'Brien maybe a little less, but certainly Charlie Weiss and Josh McDaniels were big screen guys. I think you're going to see that brought back to the offense. I think Vereen is a guy that could have a lot of success in that game. Part of the trouble, even now, I don't think they even have the linemen that they, I mean, you want Mankins out leading the way. You want Brian Waters out leading the way. So who knows how that plays out over the next month plus. I think the other thing, I get the vibe Josh wants to run the ball more. That he, you know, brought in those fullbacks and he wants to establish some sort of a running game. Now, I think it'll be still committee-based. I don't think they're going to say, you know, Stephen Ridley, go rush for 1,400 yards. But I think Josh wants it to be more complementary than it was last year when it was really not. It was a non-factor. I think he wants to get back to that. Yeah, we rushed for 17, 18, 2,000 yards as a team with, you know, 800 here, 600 here, 300 there, bounced around. So I think that those are the two things that everybody, I think, is talking most about would be the screen pass and let's get some running game involved. Paul Perillo back in the studio. You hardly knew he was gone.
So Dunkin' Donuts Patriots
pregame. But you had to make sure you let everybody know.
Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Adam Jones here on Patriots.com. We're taking you up to kickoff between the Patriots and Saints. It's a little after 7 o'clock here on Patriots.com. Let's hit some of these phone calls. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We go to Adam from the Patriots Fans of Maine joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
Now, where exactly are the Patriots Fan Club of Maine located out of?
We are in the Bengal Brewery.
Yes! Banger, I don't even know her. Never heard that before.
Never heard that.
I'm big in Banger.
A few times, maybe.
Paul and I do some radio hits in Banger.
Yeah?
Yeah. Isn't there a topless donut shop there?
It's a little ways away from here. Oh, okay. Not too far, though.
So how big is the...
I knew it was burned to the ground, though.
Oh, that's unfortunate. All those women were cold. How big's the Banger Club up there?
Oh, we got a couple of dozen.
Are they all together tonight?
Not too big right now. It was mostly friends and family, co-workers.
I like it. Are you watching the game together tonight, or what do you got going on?
We don't get the game here.
Oh, I should probably know that, but I don't. That's unfortunate.
It's preseason for us. We don't get half the games preseason.
Why not?
Normally, on a year-by-year basis, we get 2 out of 4 if we're lucky.
I mean, there's no team closer than us. Canada's closer?
No, that's correct.
The Argonauts or something? This is ridiculous. I'm sorry about that.
We usually get CBS for our regular games, but
right.
they don't play this one up here at preseason.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I apologize for you, but you can listen to it, right?
Yes.
So, Adam,
yes,
is that what you guys are doing? Are you gathering around a radio to listen to this thing? What are you guys
turning
doing
the clock
for the game?
Back 80
yeah,
years?
What are you doing?
Well, we do have a pretty good radio station here that covers most of it. I'm not sure if they've got tonight's game on or not, actually. I haven't checked that yet.
Well, when you read the paper tomorrow in the old school way of finding out what happened,
when
what
it comes over the wire,
what are you looking forward to? What are you excited about hearing about?
Well, I mean, we don't need to wait for tomorrow. We do have the internet around here.
I don't know. You have to cut down a tree and burn it to fuel it?
There's smoke signals and stuff, yeah.
But what are you looking forward to?
From us so far this year, it looks like it's going to be a really, really good season to be a Patriots fan.
Yep.
We just can't wait to see what comes out. Some more records for receptions and touchdowns. And of course, the wife loves Gronkowski and...
Everybody loves Gronk, especially the females.
Yeah, kind of a given.
But now, you talked about the records. Will you be surprised, disappointed, if Wes Welker doesn't have a big year? If he were to, say, catch, you know, ho-hum, 65, 70 balls, what would your reaction to that be?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan because, you know, he represents the shorter people of the sport. So
Woodhead and Welker, right?
Yeah, me being a shorter person, I'm a pretty good fan there. So yeah, I'm always looking for him to score big and get a lot.
So now you guys will obviously have the opener. Will you plan a big party for that since you're kind of shut out of the preseason?
Yeah, we'll definitely have a decent get together for that.
Shoot some elk, maybe. Or
what
something.
Do we do for that? What does it entail?
Well, we'll probably meet up somewhere. We'll order a bunch of food and
such as
drinks.
Wings.
This is all I care about is what you're eating.
Wings and nachos, pretty much the essentials.
Oh, my two favorites. I go through phases where I can only eat nachos and I can only eat wings. I'm with you. Any party that has both is sure to have me on the toilet.
That's where you're going
to
be.
Yep. All right, Adam. Well, thanks for checking in tonight. I apologize that you won't actually get to watch the game, but you can listen to Adam Jones on the post-game show here on Patriots.com later tonight, and he will fill you in on everything that happened.
All right.
All right, see you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, thanks.
Adam calling in from the Patriots fans of Maine, which apparently...
You're the New England Patriots, and yet when you're in New England, you can't watch the Patriots. Who the funk?
That was sort of a buzzkill. That was sort
a
of...
A massive buzzkill, like, and I'm not really happy with it.
You know?
I could see if they were on the other end of New England and, we're infringing upon Jets territory or Giants. Mm-hmm. We're not infringing upon Canada.
I gotta tell you, I'm from Vermont. That's not too technologically ahead of Maine, and we always got preseason games up there.
I don't know if it's a distance thing or whatever, but it's not fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to champion that cause for
He's
the people.
He still sent in pictures, though. So.
Once again.
Thank you very much.
Handy Hart, a man of the people.
It's
He just won't associate with any
of
them.
Time out. I think it's very simple. What's the team name?
Patriots.
What's the full team name?
New England Patriots.
Where's Bangor, Maine?
New England.
Oh, okay. So shouldn't they be able to watch the preseason games?
I should have took it another step. I should have gone Maine there. Maine! I meant to say Maine!
I just don't understand it. You have a fan base. We know people drive down for games, drive down for practices, and we just shut them out, black them out. It's not fair.
You guys should march upstairs.
Maybe, I don't ever do that.
Get in a word edgewise.
I let Fred do the marching.
Maybe we'll talk to Fred here. Dunkin' Donuts, Patriots pregame social. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, Adam Jones here on Patriots.com. Taking you up to kickoff between the Patriots and Saints. You can get in touch. Email us webradio at Patriots.com or call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, preferably from somewhere that can watch the game. Looking over
well,
these emails
actually,
here.
Actually, tonight is a tough one. I mean, we do have a lot of not only national but international viewers, listeners that like to follow the Patriots and us, PFW in Progress or the PBGS. And tonight's a tough one.
Yeah, a lot of our people outside of the radius rely on NFL Network. So when the replay doesn't NFL Network show every game at some point?
They're replaying a bunch tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
So at some point, NFL Network will have this game and on their replay, and that's when a lot of our international listeners and people outside of the I don't even want to say New England because
It's inside New England
because of what we just experienced. But a lot of people outside. You know, that's when they have to catch up.
Life's not fair.
What are you going to do?
Banger.
Kenny in Virginia writes into web radio at Patriots.com. Guys, wicked excited.
So he probably can.
Wicked excited to not watch the game tonight.
He must be a transplant. Wicked excited for the game tonight, despite the fact that it's a preseason game. Sadly, stuck at work this evening, so I'm not going to be able to listen to your show live. But Tebow bless the podcast. Anyways, I was curious of two things. First, after the guarantee that Spikes will be inactive for this game, but then he was re-injured during the team brawl. Did you notice anything new or particular area of his body, minus Fred, we all know he noticed his junk, that he was favoring in pain? And I also believe he hurt his knee. But, you know, Spikes, if he breaks a nail, he's out for a good four games.
Wow. I don't think he likes that tone. He's been doing a lot of tweeting against the quote-unquote haters the last day or so.
And the haters, yes.
Sunglasses so he can't hear the haters.
Gotcha.
And he's going to be blocking any a-holes that, you know, tweet him and all that. Paul, you were play-by-play for that brawl. What is your belief in terms of the injury going into that brawl and coming out of that brawl?
Yeah, he had just really started to do some real physical stuff, and I thought it was a great sign that night. That was the in-stadium practice in front of season ticket holders right here at Gillette Stadium and Foxborough residents. I thought it was a great sign that he was fully involved in that practice to that point. He went and got hit really, really hard by Nate Solder.
Up high.
Clean as a whistle. It was.
Just wanted to say, not on the knee.
He was flowing over to the play. It was an off-tackle play, left side. Solder came out, went and found the linebacker, buried him with a shoulder-to-shoulder hit.
He's trying to scrape to see.
Yeah, as you would say. There was a period where it looked like Spikes was turned around on his hands and knees trying to get back up, and Solder pushed him back down. I think that's what caused the brawl. I think the defense took exception to that, although Spikes was down the whole time. I don't know if anything happened further to him on the play. You make a point. It wasn't knee-related on the initial hit unless something got caught in the turf.
Or
on his
just
way down.
I mean, it was a right knee that he was coming back from, and it's the right knee I saw him limping the day before after he got his first significant physical action. And if he were coming to the right and said, I have to brace to take on 6'8", 315-pound Nate Solder, he needed to use that outside right knee for his base, his strength. There's certainly a possibility that he got something twinged. Now, this is total 100% speculation, philosophication.
Philosophication.
Well, some lingo I'm not used to here.
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of things.
The other one? Scrape to see? That was a good one. That was a good one.
That's Andy Huck, good NESCAC football talk. you go down. He went to the tunnel with Dr. Gill.
Right.
And came back out about 20 minutes later, took part in one rep that night. Now, here's the key to me is he was back on the practice field the next day. On Thursday, I'm not going to say every single day because I don't remember exactly when the off days were. I think Saturday was an off day. But he practiced Thursday, he practiced Friday, and he practiced Sunday. He missed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So he practiced for 3 days after returning to the field that night. Doesn't mean it's not a lingering effect from that hit that he took that night. I'm not eliminating that. But I'm not sure exactly what, you know, and listen, everybody that listens to us understands the way injuries are treated around here. So we're just sort of presenting facts. We're not necessarily extrapolating from those facts and making a blanket statement. Like Andy said, I'm going to repeat it, with philosophication. That's all this is philosophication.
I'll make a blanket statement. It's not good.
It's
for
not
a guy
good
who
for
can't
guy
stay
who
on the field for 2 years,
the
start the third year not being able to stay on the field is not good. And it's not good for the team because I want to see, I joke about it, the SECD. Mm. I want to see
he's
these
the
three
Eve,
guys.
Just so, coach, so you know.
Yes, he's the middle he's guy the with Mayo on one side and Hightower on the other. I want to see that defense lined up. I want to see what those guys can do. And if he can't be out
so
there, all of a sudden
there?
It's Dane Fletcher.
Who's out there tonight?
Dane Fletcher.
You think?
Not Carpenter.
Bobby Carpenter.
Yeah. Not Carp.
I don't know
Carp?
Which order. Those two guys and
How
your
about Bombo
guy.
Rivera?
Mike Rivera will be out there. I would say it's either Carpenter or Fletcher early. But
yeah, I
either
would
way,
agree.
I'm not
I think,
excited about any of them. I
want
to see Spikes.
I think it would be Dane Fletcher. But I don't think that's a good thing. I agree with Andy. I just don't know how serious the situation is. But it doesn't matter in reality how serious it is because this is a guy they need to have on the field. And for him to be out for any length of time, it's not good.
He's one player Patriots fans won't be able to see. We are the largest virtual tailgate, which I learned earlier here
you're,
on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots
there.
Pregame social. So let's do this in real time. Matt LePan, we've been monitoring that poll question. Which new player are you most excited to see on the field tonight? What do we got for some results, LePan?
Well, we have a tie atop the leaderboard. Dont'a Hightower and Brandon Lloyd at 32%. Chandler Jones, pretty close at 30%. And then poor Tavon Wilson, all the way back at 7%.
So yeah, he's really not anything to get excited about. I don't think he's going to be an impact playmaker. He may be a solidifying force. He may play. Okay, that's great. But the excitement is up front with your two first-round picks.
Our buddy James in Australia
G'day, Mike.
Passes some information along. For those of you who are having a hard time watching this game, you know, from as far away as, you know, Bangor, Maine, he gets the NFL.com Game Pass, and he says it's a lifesaver last year. Gets to watch everything live.
They don't have
is
internet
that not,
in Bangor.
Is that not preseason? I mean,
no, I think so.
Okay. Well, yeah, James says it was a lifesaver. He tweeted to PPGS, which
yeah.
is the best way to go about your business, James. Thank you, and hopefully that helps people out.
This is James in Brisbane?
Yes. Brisbane.
Brisbane, excuse me. He also wrote into web radio at Patriots.
Making friends everywhere around the world by mispronouncing their places.
Guys.
Great to be back for another year, Mr. Jones. Are you already regretting your decision to host so far? Wait till Paul starts rapping, if not.
Oh,
so.
I had a legendary rap last
yeah?
year. I did.
What was
wow.
that?
Wow, it is pouring at Soldier Field for the Denver game.
Can you give us a sample?
Oh, I don't remember what it was. It wasn't freestyle.
It was scripted for him.
Oh, gotcha.
Someone
wrote it, not a freestyle, and I
read it.
Off the cuff kind of deal.
No.
He continues, still find it hard to believe there are odds on this game, but at least I'm staying well clear of betting on this one. Anyway, just a simple question this morning. If you were going to make a trade for one Saints defender and try to improve the Patriots defense, who would it be and why? And again, that's James in Brisbane.
If I was going to make a trade for one defender,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Based on this weekend, it'd be Cameron Jordan. I saw him in the backfield a lot.
I would take Darrell Revis.
Wait, I thought it was
no,
a
from
Saints
the Saints.
Defender.
From the Saints.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed wouldn't have that. Picked Cameron Jordan.
I missed that. That
no,
part.
I don't want DeMarcus Ware. I don't want Jason Pierre-Paul. I want Cameron Jordan.
I missed that part of the question.
Yeah, from the Saints.
I'll pass.
Just pass. No one there.
I don't know. The Saints have anybody that I would even really want?
Jordan would be the guy because we need depth at defensive end, and I think he's a solid
okay.
guy.
All right.
I think he's probably better all than right. Jason. Jermaine Cunningham.
Jabari Greer.
Better than Trevor Scott. By the way, Trevor Scott's a guy on my watch list tonight. Not necessarily for good reasons, just is he still alive? Does he still, you know, have a pulse? Is he still relevant in any way?
If he plays the entire fourth quarter.
I mean, this is a guy that Fred Kirsch had in his top five projected playmakers for the Patriots defense in 2012.
Hmm.
I haven't seen him do anything on the practice field with any group. Never mind first, you know, quote unquote group. Anything. I have not seen the man do anything. I think as of right now, I would deem him a lock to be cut.
Anybody for you down there, Paul? In a similar boat?
You know, we'll get back to it, but right now, I don't have... I mean, Trevor Scott, to me, I'm going to go... I'll let Andy stick with the negative stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the positive stuff, a guy who I just talked to this week for the first time, and I just wrote a pulse story for the next issue of Patriots Football Weekly. Justin Francis is a guy, I think, that's taking reps away from Trevor Scott.
Yeah. And the other side
and
of the
he's
coin.
He's an undrafted
rookie. He's a lock the other way at this
point. And we haven't had a lot of talk about him... you know, in terms of what we're looking to see on defense. He's a guy that I think will play a lot in the second half of this game tonight, and I want to see him make some plays and show what he did in the practice field and see if he can take that to the game action. I'm going to go positive, unlike my big-headed compadre over there.
See, you guys, it's like a...
God forbid you analyze the major free agent acquisitions of the offseason. One of them's hurt, not going to play, in Jonathan Finene, which isn't good, by the way. We've seen his career is every other year he's out for the whole season and does nothing, and it's starting to look like we might get one of those bad years rather than the 7 sack years he also had with the Bengals. You know, Trevor Scott is one of the... I thought he was a big free agent addition. Fred Kirsch, maybe...
Fred Kirsch thought he was going to be a star.
Led me astray. Yeah, that was...
See, I thought you were the one with the lengthy nitpick list over there, so that's not...
Well, that's what
the
I'm
case.
Trying to prove, is yeah. Just because there are things that I would be unhappy
some
with...
Some positives as well.
...doesn't mean I think they're all going to happen tonight.
Well, I think there's going to be plenty
expect,
of positives.
I don't
I think
expect
you will see a play
see.
From Brandon Bolden, and he will become a preseason star, if not tonight, very soon. People are going to like the energy he brings, the athleticism he brings. He'll catch a pass. That'll surprise people. He'll make a play that will... People... Oh, Brandon Bolden, he undrafted rookies sometimes end up as starting running backs.
And listen... We all know what's a great position to flash at in the
running
preseason.
Back.
Running back.
So, look, he's one of those players that you can vote for in our poll question. Which new player are you most excited to see? You can also give us feedback. Webradio at Patriots.com or call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
I want to see some Shane Vereen tonight, too, Pac-Man.
Yeah? In the passing game or in the backfield?
Both. I want to see him. I want to see what he can do. We didn't really get a chance to watch him much in the preseason last year. I think he may have suited up for the last game. Andy, help me out. Do you remember?
What?
Shane Vereen.
Vereen in the preseason?
I love when he puts me on the pay no mind list. Shane Vereen, maybe the last game last year in preseason.
I think
he might have
yes.
Pressed for. I'd like to see him get involved tonight a little bit, see what he can do, both in the passing game and in the running game.
Didn't he have a touchdown in that game, too?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he did.
We can go back. Look it up. 508-298-0398. It's the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's how you get in touch with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. We are live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, taking you up to Pats and Saints here in the preseason opener for New England. Let's continue with the phone calls. Keith's in Orlando, and you're next up here on the Patriots pregame social. What's going on, Keith?
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Doing well.
All right. Hey, Paul, we actually go all the way back to the 2000 draft. That's how long I've been listening to you guys, when I was so right on my prediction on what a great job Adrian Clem was going to do. It'll ruin my credibility. But I am really worried about Stephen Ridley. I just don't buy into the Stephen Ridley craze that everybody seems to be talking about. He just bothered me so much last year, running backwards into the line, scared me more than Lawrence Maroney's tiptoeing into the line. So who else? And, Paul, you may have just answered that with Vereen, but who else do we have besides Stephen Ridley to look at?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much runs the gamut of running backs. I mean, you got Bolden, Vereen, Woodhead, Ridley, and Eric Catani. That's it, right? I mean, Spencer Larson's been hurt as a fullback. Tony Fiametta's left the team. They had 7 to start, and I think really you're down to 5, and I don't think Catani is really a running back candidate. He could make it as a special teams guy and just kind of an all-around tweener back, but I don't think he will. To me, it's Vereen and Ridley, you know, in terms of running the football, and we'll see what Bolden can do and see if he can take, again, another guy. Can he take the consistency that he's shown on the practice field and put it on the game field?
See, I don't get why people are down on Ridley.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not.
And I'm not saying you are, but just, you know, that caller, I think, represents, you know, a faction of Patriots fans anyway who were concerned at the end of the season with the fumbles. But correct me if I'm wrong, it was 2. And they were in the last 2 games he played, and 1 was in a playoff game. But did we see...
Limited number of touches, though.
But did we see repeated, you know, ball control issues with him?
No.
But he had issues in college, too.
But you said you haven't seen it in the preseason.
No, he has not anything.
I have not seen even a hint of it. But I will say he had problems his last year at LSU. He fumbled in the preseason, and he fumbled in the late regular season and then in the playoff game. So I think he had 87 carries last year. 2 fumbles is significant in 87 carries.
Yeah, but it's also significant that he had 10-yard runs.
Absolutely.
Or hot, whatever.
I am not down
on... He had
on,
flashes both
I'm
directions.
I'm not down on Ridley.
Well, I'm more down on him for what the caller actually brought up. You know how much I hated the turning the back, and especially at the goal line late in the... Remember he had
one
in the goal line?
I brought that up. That's another thing I think we talked about on the Read and React that we put together. You know, kind of like the McCourty getting beat against Detroit thing. This was an early thing we talked about. He had a fumble against, I want to say, Tampa Bay. In a short yardage play, like a 4th and inches that they went for it, turned his back. He just looked terrible.
Hate it.
You know, as he, you know, kind of not shied away from contact, but not the way you want to try to move the pile. And there's things like that. But I haven't seen that either in this camp. I haven't seen
They haven't run the ball a ton in camp, I feel like.
No, and listen, the running game to me is always interesting in New England ever since it ceased to become the focal point. What, 05, 06 maybe? You know, when they sort of turned this into the aerial circus that it's become, I always look at the running game as sort of an afterthought. And I've seen nothing so far to believe that it will not continue to be an afterthought.
Let's hit the Twittersphere, whatever it's called. I don't make jokes about that anymore. I once said a bad word by playing on words. Tweet, Twitter. Wilson H. Zhang, I believe is his screen name, says, is there a chance the Saints look much better than the Pats given this is their second preseason game? Paul Perillo, you are the old Wiley veteran. Do they have an advantage tonight because they've already played a game?
I don't think so, because I don't think you're going to see a tremendous amount of their frontline players because of the fact that they just played. I think they got their feet wet.
But do their twos have an advantage because they played, or their threes because they played?
Well, I mean, I suppose, but they're going to be going against probably players that are better than they are. You know, I think if the twos are out there earlier for New Orleans, it's going to be against the ones. If the threes are out there to replace the twos, it's going to be against the twos. I don't necessarily think there's an advantage to be gained. To me, it's a short turnaround, Sunday to Thursday. I don't think there's really an advantage to be gained.
Well, maybe not in the game tonight. Do you think we saw some of that on Tuesday at the joint practices?
How the Saints looked better? Yeah, and the other thing about that, and I don't know, Andy and I talked about this a little bit. I don't necessarily look at a practice as who won. You know, I thought that both teams in the early part of that practice did whatever they wanted to do offensively. I thought when it got into more competitive team play, I'm glad that we're keeping Andy awake.
Probably when should it got use into that some, cough button I have here.
Some competitive
situations. I don't have a yawn button. It says cough. I didn't have to cough.
I thought that New Orleans looked better offensively than the Patriots did once it got to some team play, some 11-on-11 stuff. But like I said, this whole winning the day in practice, you know, I think the Patriots' offensive line right now is dealing with some attrition in terms of the fact that they have three starters that aren't here right now. And I think that affected everything that the Patriots tried to do offensively on Tuesday at practice.
So I don't want to, you know, we're breaking
another
down the game, breaking down the Patriots a little bit.
In the middle of the show.
Clearly the reporters in the press box are bored because I like to follow, you know, everything that's being said by the various reporters on Twitter. That's part of the interactive nature, newsy nature, breaking news here. Mm-hmm. And all they're tweeting about is what's playing on the PA system at Gillette. Easy Street from Annie
Who's wearing game pants?
Right. I haven't seen one useful tweet come out of the press box yet. Not one. Not a single one.
I saw Drew Brees warming up at midfield. That was a good one.
Adam, you can get used to this because it's one of the things that Andy always laughs at me every week. It drives me crazy. They're so infatuated with who gets on the field first.
Mm-hmm.
First guy out of the tunnel tonight is like, who cares?
Zoltan Mesko.
I mean, unless it's someone, you know, like if Brandon Spikes came out
in game
and was
pants
in game
and was
uniform,
running around,
that to me is relevant. He hasn't practiced for 3 days, and clearly he's going to play. That to me is relevant. Tom Brady out 10 minutes earlier than usual this week. You wait till the regular season starts.
No matter what time Brady comes out there and what pants he has on, he's going to be the best quarterback on the Patriots and one of like the top five players on the field today.
We'll keep you up to speed on everything going on in the Twitter sphere. Again, use the hashtag PPGS to get in touch with us. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We will get the view from New Orleans when we come back, and we'll also pump a little bit of caffeine into Andy Hart so we don't keep him up here. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on patriots.com.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square. You just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better?
Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone!
Obedience school! Set! Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made Nationals. Great. Where are Nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new book.
Vaz. Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Getting sick of listening to Andy Hart?
If Numbnut in there were paying attention.
Well, we are too. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 and be heard. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the man who never stops talking.
This is what you guys always do. You change my argument and put words in my mouth.
Andy Hart.
Hello, it's Andy Hart here. I'm going to fill in for Adam Jones because he pointed to me. I don't know why.
Well, it said you never stop talking, so I was going to let you.
There's a lot of things said about me there, that aren't true. Might want to turn your mic on.
Yeah. I've never been on a radio show before, so I don't know how it works. My mic is on, and it also is getting a little warm in here.
It's hot
as you guys have been complaining the whole show. It took me an hour. Maybe
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
It'll get fixed tomorrow.
See, isn't it? I mean, my experience down here is it's always freezing. So I
well, because it's freezing out there, yeah, and in your old studio,
I bundled
over there.
Up. Yeah, the one that's
are you
it's
comfortable
all boxed
right
up,
now,
it's
Jones?
All closed down.
Are you comfortable?
We used your studio for a couple of makeshift podcasts.
We felt bad.
We did.
It was like, you know, the seat was barely cold.
It was kind of rough.
Right. That's you know, you figure you give it a week or
there
something.
There was this weird camera that was circulating, so I was like sticking my tongue out.
Don't know who's watching that. That circulated for a good 16 months. I don't know what happened with that thing, but it is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, Adam Jones here on Patriots.com, taking you up to kickoff between the Patriots and Saints a little after 7 o'clock here on Patriots.com. You can get in touch on the phones, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com. You can also tweet at us. Make sure you use the hashtag PPGS.
And on the PPGS, somebody retweeted Jeff Duncan, who's a longtime writer for the Times-Picayune out of New Orleans. No Jimmy Graham, Nick Toon, or Adrian Arrington in pregame warmups. And I mentioned Graham earlier, the guy that everybody wants to see in this, you know, tight end three-way match here. Looked like he got hurt on a touchdown in front of Hightower yesterday. Didn't really do much the rest of practice. I don't know if looked kind of like a lower back or someone.
He landed
those
funny,
yeah,
right? After he made his touchdown catch with Hightower covering.
Not
him.
Too funny to emphatically spike it and get a flag from the replacement official. But yeah, it looked like, and obviously
that
him,
they called.
Obviously, with him, they're not going to risk any. I still tell you, I mean, I think you missed the one, the other one coming at us when he dunked it through the goal
post. I didn't see that one. I was on the other side.
He's really impressive physically.
I thought it was strange, too, that they were all talking about, you know, it's a minor injury, but he's probably going to play. It just made no sense to me.
Especially, they have an extra preseason game. They had a game already this week, essentially.
And I talked to a member of their coaching staff, too, about that extra preseason game. They're not too happy with that.
And we'll get the view from New Orleans coming
up
here
momentarily. I'm sure they'll listen.
James Varney of the Times-Picayune will join us coming up here momentarily. Do you want to hit your phone calls? 508-298-0398. Paul is from the Pats Fans of Nova Scotia, another fan club joining us here.
We're getting further north
on the Dunkin'
Donuts
Patriots pregame social. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, it's really not that far north. You know, it's only a short drive of about 12 hours to Gillette when I go down to the games.
Can you take a ferry?
Takes me about that to get here from Peabody, so.
Yes, no, it's not too bad. Not too bad. I just wanted to call in, sort of excited. We've got, we're one of three registered fan clubs up here in Canada.
Hey.
And we're all the way over on the east. And by the way, it took a transplant to do it. I'm originally from Boston.
Nice. How many members you got up there, eh?
Right now we have 78.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah,
our biggest Canadian fan club.
Now, do some of them speak French?
Not really, because we're east of Quebec and on this shore. So if we were in New Brunswick, there'd be a little bit of French speaking. But here in Nova Scotia, a lot of fishermen, and no one really speaks a lot of French.
Now, are most of the members transplants, New England people, or are there some, true Nova Scotians?
No, you know what? The majority are true Nova Scotians. I've done a great job of recruiting because I've been up here 16 years, started it, and then got everybody excited.
You're humble, too.
Very much. Very humble.
Just like me.
Andy, I get it from you.
You've learned well.
Yes, I know. But, they're pretty much, Nova Scotians, and they love it. We get all the games because our cable up here, we get the Boston Channel. So,
Wait a minute. So you're in Canada, you can watch the game, but you're in Bangor and you can't.
Well, Nova Scotia is a big the Bruins have a huge following in Nova Scotia.
It doesn't matter. They probably have a big following in Bangor, too. You should be able to watch Patriots games in New England.
Well, we don't have that problem up here, and I agree with you. That's unfortunate that they don't. Yeah. But we do, so.
Well, enjoy the game tonight. What are you looking forward to? Chandler Jones will be my guess.
I am looking forward to Chandler. You were spot on because I want to see, I keep hearing everybody talk about the defensive backfield and some of the challenges that are going to be there. I want to see if some of these, these two rookies and the rest can put a bit of pressure because defensive backfield will be as good as the pressure that gets on the quarterback. So I'd like to see some of that coming off that line to see whether or not we can help that defensive backfield.
I agree with you, and I also think you have to. I think you have to see Chandler Jones play well. He's going to start for this team, and from what I've seen, he's the only hope of that pass rush up front. I don't have a lot of hope for Rob Ninkovich, who's going to start at the other end spot. I already told you I think Trevor Scott has been AWOL and just, on the side of a milk carton all of training camp. I think Chandler Jones, I'm all in that he needs to be a 10-sack guy this year.
You in the same boat, Paul? Has he impressed you thus far?
Oh,
maybe
very,
more so
very
than,
much
than
so.
What you anticipated?
I don't know what kind of numbers it's going to translate to.
I said he needs to be. Yeah. I didn't say he will be.
Well, no, but you said earlier, you said through camp and things, he's jumped out. He's less raw than you anticipated and those type of things.
I was swayed a little bit by some tape I watched last year of him post-knee injury when he had a big brace on. I didn't think he looked overly good. And he's a guy that he had 10 career sacks at Syracuse. It's not great football. If you're the best athlete on the field, I would have thought your numbers would be bigger than that. Never had more than 4.5 in a season. So for me to just say, well, he's first-round pick. He's going to come in and have double-digit sacks. I mean, that's a projection that I wasn't totally confident making. I feel better making that progression now 2 weeks into training camp.
Yeah, and a lot of people sort of made a comparison of him coming out that maybe not immediately he could be a special player like a Jason Pierre-Paul. You heard that a lot. As a matter of fact, one of the Saints offensive linemen,
Bushrod.
The name was escaping me.
No, Bushrod.
It was Bushrod.
This guy, he takes notes and he's
ready.
He
made the comparison this week.
I mean, Paul, that's CAA football right there. He played at Towson, so
also a funny name.
I sort of Bushrod. Lost track of the SEC of the 1AA level since Northeastern and Hofstra dropped the programs. But that's what a lot of people were talking about. I kind of thought, like JPP, it's probably not going to happen in the first year. But Andy's right. Watching him in one-on-one drills, not only I think he's had some success. Now, he's gotten stoned, too. I mean, Solder...
Stonewalled.
Yeah. Solder has done a good job competing with him, as he should. But the different things we've seen him do, I think Andy, you know, talked about some of the different moves that he made. You know, it wasn't just, I'm going to get up the field and around the corner. It was spins to the inside. It was swim moves. It was kind of an up and under kind of thing that you see that kind of rip technique.
The old push-pull, the oldest trick in the book.
Push-pull, as we were informed, is the oldest trick in the book by a member of the media. And a little bit more media bashing. Mm.
I
thought it was exciting to see all the different things that he did.
I'm most impressed. He's also batted down a number of passes, which to me, there's a skill involved with knowing, okay, I'm not going to get there and I'm going to get my hands up. And he obviously has the height and his wingspan. He's one of those NBA guys that his wingspan is significantly more than his height. And he's gotten his hands on some passes. I think he's intriguing. And somebody, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul is the most common, but obviously the one around here is Willie McGinnis. Kind of that big, long, more athletic than he is big. And I think he's certainly more athletic than the Willie we remember. Now, Willie obviously had back injuries and got old when you kind of remember him in the championship years. He was a far better athlete coming out of USC. I think there's a comparison to be made there, and it'll be kind of fun to see if he can develop in that role.
Yeah, and I think that's what people are excited about, is they haven't really had a dynamic player in that role really since McGinnis. You know, I mean, they thought we did with a guy like Adalys Thomas. Different kind of player. Even the guy that we thought we were going to get is a different kind of player than Chandler Jones.
I mean, he's Dante Hightower.
He's Hightower.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that could do everything, you know.
Hopefully he can, actually.
In at 270 pounds, by the way. You know, the similarities are there. Bigger linebackers. But I'm excited to see Jones. I don't know what he's going to be able to provide as a rookie week in and week out. But I have been very pleasantly surprised by his practice performance.
So which new player do you want to see? Are you looking forward to seeing the most here out of the Patriots tonight? Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower. We've also talked about Brandon Lloyd. Multitude of ways you can get in touch. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can also interact via Twitter with the hashtag PPGS. And I'm being told that we want you to also send in your tailgate pictures as well.
We're a
large,
especially
virtual tailgate.
Especially if you're female. I mean,
we are playing the Saints, and they're from New Orleans, so when in New Orleans,
right.
Throw beads. You would on Bourbon Street.
Right. Beads optional in those photos. You can send them into webradio@patriots.com. That's where Andrew writes in. Guys, always good to hear talk on game days. First things first, Patriots fan club, and they don't get the game. I'm a pretty big fan. I live 10 hours away in Canada, and I get the game.
Everybody in Canada gets it, apparently, just not in New England.
It's called WBZ. Secondly, why does everyone need these touchdown records and blah, blah, blah? Come on, winning is winning. We won Super Bowls spreading the ball out. Keep up the good work. And again, that's Andrew writing.
I was going to comment on that before, but it was a fan club, I think, that I didn't want to necessarily go all Andy Hart on him and be confrontational.
I think that's called Paul Perillo.
But I think that that emailer right there, I think he makes a very good point. You know, all of a sudden, it seems like we've lost. I don't want to sound like all Mike Felger, former friend of the PFW and Progress show.
Friend.
Adversary?
Yeah.
Okay. I took him down. I took him down in round three of the
DB
contest. It's like they lost their way a little bit.
No, they didn't. They lost their defense, so they had to put up big numbers in yards
and
touchdowns.
But now, no, I'm talking about the fans. They're like all excited. You know,
they know the defense still isn't good, and but stick with what is good.
You can score a lot of points without necessarily worrying about if you're breaking an NFL record in having one particular guy do this and another guy do that. I mean, you can have a productive offense. You don't necessarily have to set a record.
I think it all gets back to no defense.
It's like the infatuation with the 5,000 yards last year and the Gronkowski touchdowns and, you know, just win the game.
All right, the information's starting to flow out of the press box via Twitter. Mike Reese writes that Patriots in home blue jerseys with silver pants tonight, Saints in white jerseys with gold pants, and Chris Price over at WEEI.com says Zoltan, Copeland, Gostkowski, and Danny Aiken, first Pats players on the field in full uniform.
See,
so Paul Perillo.
I expected those special teamers to be out there early. I also thought the Saints would wear the black jerseys, though, so that's a disappointment.
My buddy Jeff Howe also adds that he bets that Mesko is talking a lot of crap to Bobby Carpenter. Because if you recall from about 30 minutes ago in your timelines, Bobby Carpenter was the first Patriot on the field, but not yet in full uniform.
Gotcha.
So now the specialists have really thrown it right back his face.
That wasn't an Ohio State-Michigan thing that he's
talking
about.
No, right in his face, Pac-Man.
You can email us, webradio@patriots.com, or give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're getting a number of emails that you can get preseason games live for $20 on NFL.com. You can get the preseason live on your computer. So a number of those rolling into web radio, patriots.com.
So go order it, get it all processed, and watch the game tonight, damn it, and banger.
Jeevan also writes in, guys, do you think that Mallett's inability to perform slash improve in camp since last year puts him on the roster bubble?
No.
First time checking out the pregame social, and I'm loving it. Jones is at least better than D'Lo, he writes in. I just felt like I'd add that part.
Well, did they write it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. I thought you actually added that part.
They wrote it. They wrote it. I thought
you literally added that.
I thought about cutting it out, but I just, you know, I figured one compliment, you know, could
I'd
go
be
along
stunned if Ryan Mallett got cut.
Right?
Stone cold stunned.
I do
not
think,
just because of what he was drafted as, but because there's a good chance Hoyer won't be here next year. Now you're just wiping the slate clean.
That to me is the key element here. You have a very good chance of losing Hoyer, and then what do? You're going into Tom Brady at age 36 in 2013 with no idea who your backup is going to be.
You can always sign somebody, but I would just be stunned if Mallett could
I know they would sign somebody.
Has been very much outspoken that he likes what Mallett's done. The end of last year, he was talking about, you know, you come off the practice field, and sometimes there's just plays where you're like, wow, that he does things.
I do think, by the way, he has shown some improvement from last year. I don't think that he has shown enough improvement that I would feel good about him being on the field on a consistent basis.
Adam Schefter reported that the ESPN worldwide leader, that he was one of the best young players on the field.
Pac-Man, even when I try to get away from the media on media crime,
he goes right back to it.
He doesn't allow me to.
See everything that's going on here. I need to bring the whole picture to them. And on SportsCenter, Adam Schefter was asked to note, you know, impressive young players.
Correct.
And one of the first he picked was Ryan Mallett, and I disagreed with it.
I disagree with it as well. But do you agree with me or disagree with me that
What's
he has looked better on the practice field than he did last year?
Yes, he has looked better.
I'm not saying that that puts him in a situation where I'd feel comfortable with him on the field, but
better.
I do think he has shown improvement, and that's what you're looking for. The whole Bill Belichick arc thing.
Well, it depends how quick it comes.
Are we still going up, or are we plateauing? Because if you're not getting better, Andy,
you're getting worse.
Thank you.
You guys already touched on this. You expect Brady to play a snap maybe two drives.
I think, you know, last year he didn't play at all in the first game, but that was the lockout thing, I think, was made that a little bit different. Typically, you see him play somewhere around 15 snaps, 20 tops.
So how much do you expect the other guys to play?
I think they were probably going to split the rest of the game, but I think it could be different, too, in terms of how much time Brady's snaps take. If the balance of the game is left, you know, let's say they go out first drive, 14 plays, 85 yards, touchdown for Brady.
85 yards!
And then the rest of the game is still there. You know, you got half of the first quarter still left. I think you just see them split. Now, otherwise, I think you could see Hoyer come in and play the rest of the game, and maybe Bill looks at it next week. Mallett plays the rest of the game, whenever that happens to be. I've seen Bill do it both ways. But to me, I think you want to get them both some game action tonight and have them pretty much split it. Because I think you want to get those guys reps when you can, and then worry about getting Brady ready as you know, on a progressive basis.
A couple tweets coming in on the PPGS hashtag. One from Z Rolft, I guess. Have you given up on Spikes? I'm really disappointed. I was hoping he would have a strong camp. Who is starting inside linebacker without Spikes? Now, that's an interesting question, Paul. Not so much for tonight, because we already say, you know, Fletcher, Carpenter, whatever.
Don't forget Bombo.
How comfortable are you if Spikes, you know, giving up, whatever. Whatever happens, and for some reason Spikes isn't there for the season. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, no. Dane Fletcher is my every down.
Or Bobby Carpenter, or...
You think you could see Hightower in there?
Yes.
Well, then who's your outside?
I think you would see that.
And then Cunningham in one of the ends? I agree. We actually saw some of it this week with Ninkovich playing outside linebacker,
yeah,
something we hadn't seen through the first 7 or 8 practices. So maybe that's the thought. And I mean, I have no fear about Hightower playing in the middle. And I actually feel better about Ninkovich at linebacker than I do at end. So you know what? That may actually not be a bad fallback plan. I'd feel better if it were the three SECD guys, but
just because of your little moniker that you've
not really, because I think they're both big, pretty impressive athletes who played college football, yeah, in the best conference in the world.
I agree. It would be disappointing. I don't think that anybody is ready to give up, by the way, on Spikes, which was the original tweet.
No, but you're going down that road.
It's a
crossroads.
It's a crossroads season. If it's another season where he plays 8-10 games for whatever reason, I might be willing to sort of let that ship sail, because I wouldn't have really much faith that it could change.
Now, you definitely would want Hightower on the inside, in the middle, and not Mayo?
Well, Yeah, I think I would rather have Hightower in the middle. I want to see Gerard Mayo have an opportunity to do something.
Year five jump.
No, I want to see him have an opportunity to do something. I know what he does in the middle, and to me, he's not a difference maker in there.
Has he been a difference maker on the outside?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, he was that position in all of last year, virtually. So
the same thing that he's doing now? I think we saw that early last year. I think we saw it late.
That 70% of the time, 80% of the time last year.
Listen, you're my linebacker expert. I scraped to see.
And I think
you.
He was hurt. I think he had an injury issue, so that's part of it. But, I mean,
I thought we saw.
You can't criticize Spikes for always being hurt and then say, well, let Gerard Mayo be because he's always hurt and we need to. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
You tell me, is Gerard Mayo devoid of criticism on our programs?
On our programs? No. On every other program, I would say yes.
We had him right here on this show, and you said, I've criticized you in the past for not making plays. I mean, I don't know how much more direct you can be than that. I got to give the big head credit. He came right out and told him that.
I like Gerard Mayo. He's a really nice guy. Certain players, I wouldn't do that.
So Spikes is one guy who won't be out there tonight. We've asked you. It's our poll question. Which new player?
I like
player,
how he reels us back in. Like we're getting off the track and he reels it back in.
Which player you most looking forward to seeing? New player you most looking forward to seeing? We just touched on Hightower, LePan. What are our latest results there in our poll question?
Well, Chandler Jones has taken a commanding lead at 44%. Hightower still sitting at 33%. Lloyd's fallen off big time, down to 11%. And Tavon Wilson hanging tough at 6%.
So Wilson's the guy who I find somewhat intriguing, and it sounded like you, Andy, were a little bit more down on him.
No.
More
proceed, but no.
But I don't know. He's a guy who I think could be interesting back there because you were talking about secondary earlier, and I wanted to boil this down a little further. When you're dividing it up, cornerbacks versus safeties, the safety position to me is the much more concerning back there in the secondary. And I think the Patriots took steps or strides to at least throw a few different bodies there, Gregory being one, Tavon Wilson being the other. He's someone who I at least would like to see out there on the field tonight, see what he can contribute. And he's someone who I guess, have higher hopes for than maybe some others do.
Well, the Patriots have high hopes. They took him in the second round. I mean, that's the start of the story that everybody, oh, he's a sixth-round pick, he's a seventh-round, and he's a second-round pick. That's what he was. So the Patriots like him, and when you draft a second-round pick, I think you're trying to get a starter, a guy that can come in and maybe not be a starter right away, but can contribute, rotate. We've seen that on the practice field. He's been out there, you know, even of late, kind of even more high-level reps. Hasn't done, in my opinion, a lot. Either way, you know, it's not like guys are blowing
by
me. Can't
do it
in a bad
way, but hasn't stood out in a good
way. Right.
Sure.
I admit I'm swayed by other people's opinions. When we drafted him, we got all these emails and calls on our radio show, PFW in Progress. You know, I watch all the, I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm a Michigan fan, I'm an Illinois fan, and he never did anything. He stunk, he this, he that. And I'm swayed by that. You know, I find it hard to believe guys go from not being certain
things
in college.
What you were talking about with Chandler Jones before, though, right?
Right. And Chandler Jones has already shown up. I've already seen enough to say, okay, I kind of see why they drafted him. He has that potential, and he's shown some spark. I haven't seen all that from Wilson. But I agree with you. Well, I don't know if I think safety is worse. I think both positions in the secondary are very much up in the air because of a lot of various reasons. You know, is McCourty going to be year one or year two McCourty? Can Dowling stay healthy? And if he does, can he play? You know, is Arrington going to continue to be right place, right time guy? Can Chung stay healthy? I mean, there are a lot of questions at virtually every. Is Gregory a true starting safety in the NFL, or was he, you know, starting next to a Pro Bowl safety? And
I don't know how good those guys are. I agree with Andy, both Wilson and Gregory. I do think, from what I've seen so far, they are legitimate players, and I don't think they had legitimate players next to Patrick Chung last season. So I think that will be better. I don't know, and I agree. Andy said, you know, I haven't really seen them make any plays, but I haven't seen like these. You know, matter of fact, I think we saw one this week where Chung and Ahedebo sort of looked at each other with their palms in the air. What had just happened on that play? I saw that a lot last year with Ahedebo and with Sergio Brown and some of the other guys that played, Josh Barrett, right on down to, you know, the offensive players Edelman and Slater that had to do it. I don't think that we'll see that with Gregory based on the way they've talked. Both he and Chung have talked about how Gregory has really got an aptitude for the game and how he's already so well-versed in the system and so strong in communication. I think that'll help. Can they make plays? I don't know. We'll find out. I've been very encouraged by the fact that Wilson's been out there.
Or can they stop plays? I would equally like to see.
Yeah,
I don't even care if we have, you know, 20 interceptions. Can we stop plays? And that's what concerns me is all these times we're reporting on, you know, Brandon Lloyd is running down the field. He's 5 yards behind the secondary, or, you know, so-and-so's wide open over the middle. Well, I don't know what the safeties were doing, but what were they doing?
I've been very excited about the amount of time Wilson's been out there, though, because you don't just see Bill throw. He doesn't just throw the
rookies
out there.
I use that theory with Jermaine Cunningham. Entire rookie season, he played a ton. The next year, he didn't play at all, and to this point, he hasn't made a play.
Have you noticed a pattern that every time I get excited about something in any way, shape, or form, he comes up with something that really...
But is that not fact? It's like, is everything I just said not fact, Paul?
He might as well hold me by my ankles in a toilet bowl and just...
I'd be happy to.
Swirly.
It's going to be a struggle, though, I mean, that's a big dude.
Well, you know, I mean, with the amount of time that you spend admiring your own body, I would think you'd be able to handle it.
I'm trending towards more running, less lifting. I'm getting a little old. The joints are sore.
A little more cardio.
Yeah.
How'd that go this morning?
Almost died.
Yeah.
Hot as hell out here.
Maybe a little more cardio in the works here. Dunkin' Donuts. Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. I need a little more cardio as well. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo,
Wes Welker in full uniform, according to Jeff Howe over Twitter.
Which color are those uniforms again? Those are the blue uniforms.
Those are blue and silver.
Yeah, blue silver.
Don't jump on Mike Reese's, though. That's his thing. Jeff Howe tells us he's in full uniform. Mike Reese tells us the color of said uniform.
Still efforting. And our own Eric Scalavino tells us that the 60-minute clock has indeed started.
He's still efforting. Hey, now we can see on the in-house screen.
Still efforting
Matthew
to reach
Slater
out to,
in full uniform has his mouthpiece tucked
red,
inside
a red
his
mouthpiece.
Face mask.
Still efforting to reach out to James Varney, Times-Picayune, which maybe the paper tomorrow is one of their days where they're not going. Is that why we haven't been able to track him down? We'll still effort to reach out to him, and we'll hear from you. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We get an update from the press box. Eric Scalavino joins us next here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on patriots.com.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square. You just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone.
Obedience school.
set. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new book. Vaz.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010, Bank of America Corporation.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Have a hot take on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Adam, Paul, and Andy broadcasting live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com, taking you up until kickoff between the Patriots and the Saints, the preseason opener for the New England Patriots. Number of ways you can get in touch. You can tweet at us with the hashtag PPGS. You can also email us webradio@patriots.com or call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. What are you chuckling at?
Mike Reese reports via Twitter, Tom Brady, dressed in uniform, arrives on the field for warmups with Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. So am I to assume that Hoyer and Mallett are not in uniform?
Not in uniform.
Or did he run out of characters?
Interesting.
140. Eric Scalavino is also tweeting in the hashtag PPGS. Curious to see Patriots safety Ross Ventrone fielding punts with a regular group of return men in warm-ups. Next one, first punt went way over Ventrone's head. Second one, he handled much better and took it upfield. Haven't seen this from him before.
And we will talk
Eric about Andy. May not have.
Wait a minute, Andy, have you seen it before?
Yes, on practice the other day.
And I think it was noted on Patriots.com.
Yes, and we've discussed the fact that somebody's got to return punts in the third and fourth quarter, and it certainly won't be Hernandez, Edelman, and Welker who were doing the bulk of the returning in practice.
Correct.
It will likely be Ebert and Ventrone. Right. Chung was also out there returning punts, although I would eliminate him because he is of that starter elk, as I like to say. And
Chung also did it in minicamp, which we wrote about at the time when he had said he hadn't done it since his rookie year in the preseason.
So that's the type of insight you can expect from Eric Scalavino, Patriots.com, when he joins us coming up here.
Well done, right
15
there.
15 minutes on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo,
not
Adam
if he's
Jones
listening,
here.
He might not call.
And again, you can call in 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio.
Well, in Eric's defense, at least he's not just telling us who's in uniform or who's in full uniform or who's taped.
We're going to walk up there and people are going to be punching us in the face.
So aside from...
This show should be punching everybody in the face up there. How's that sound?
So aside from Ventrone and who's going to be fielding punts later on in the game, what are some of the odd things you guys are looking for
tonight?
Well,
I actually like that stuff in the preseason. The, you know, David Givens playing defense or, you know, so-and-so playing defense because they might have... Or, for all we know, a defensive lineman playing offensive line in this
that
case.
That could definitely happen tonight,
any of
way.
Those weird mixtures. And, you know, I mentioned to you this off the air. Paul just said, you know, Eric Catani's a fullback, a special teamer. That doesn't mean he might not be the lone back in the backfield and take handoffs in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. You see that all the time, and it's kind of what makes, to me, an uninteresting part of a game somewhat interesting late, you know, in the fourth quarter when Cricky and Randy Cross will still be talking about Tom Brady and sort of ignoring the game that's actually taking place on the field.
Yeah, I always like to see guys that flash. You know, and even
wow, Adam really liked that one. That one struck a nerve.
It's a good-looking ball downfield.
Making fun of Tom Brady is just funny to me.
If it, you know, and I'm not necessarily attaching a tremendous amount of significance to it, but, you know, a guy that Andy talked to at length this week, we're going to do a feature on, Jesse Holly. Hasn't had a great camp, you know, flat out. He's struggled to catch the football, but like to see guys like that get an opportunity and make a play, you know.
Especially as a 28-year-old 11th receiver on the depth chart.
You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, you sort of root for just to get out there, get their opportunity in an NFL game. You pretty much know this is going to be either their last opportunity or, you know.
Second to last?
Yeah, they're going to go somewhere else and have the same kind of a long shot opportunity that they have here in New England. I like to see those guys get a chance to set.
Oh, Urban.
Listen, Tyler Urban's another one. But that's another one, Andy. I'd love to see him go out because I think he actually has a chance to stick around in the practice squad because tight ends Bill loves. We know that. And I think he's
had Mallett's thrown a couple touchdowns to him in practice. Maybe they got a little something going
on.
I think he's
had a solid camp and has limited opportunities. But I just these guys are all great players. They all went to college and they were all standouts for the most part. And, you know, I'd like to see them get an opportunity to make plays. I remember back 100 years ago, my first camp in the Pete Carroll era when
I like stories.
There was guys like Mike Sheridan and Sean Morey, and Sean Morey ended up sticking around and carving out a niche for himself as a special teams player. They were catching bombs from Michael Bishop, if you remember way back then, in meaningless preseason games, and it was exciting to watch. It was great for them. They didn't have a chance of making the team. You know, Mike Sheridan caught like, you know, four bombs in that preseason, but it was just fun to watch these guys go out and make plays.
And as you said, one of them somewhere will end up, you know, he'll be on the practice squad. Then Danny Woodhead.
Well,
you know, there's going to be somebody
the kid from
every
Brown
year.
That we had forever. Chaz.
Gesner. Gesner?
Wasn't it? Chaz,
I don't know, something like that.
Something like, yeah.
But Danny Woodhead's an example. Just these, like, bottom-of-the-roster guys. You see him, he's from a Division II school.
This is where those guys get an opportunity to make a play. I really like it when they actually go out and make a play.
And I know he wasn't necessarily an off-the-radar guy last year, but that's where you first started seeing Ridley flash a little bit, right? Was the preseason last year.
Yeah, Taylor Price is a guy that Andy and I loved. He had a great first preseason game, if you recall.
Last year.
Again, I started the whole thing by saying, it's not necessarily terribly indicative of what's going to happen to that guy.
But it will be, like, for one. That's picking the guy.
And you never know which guy that's going to be. You know, we talked about my boy Justin Francis earlier. Maybe he gets three sacks tonight. You know, and you say, hey, this is where his career started, you know, and that's, you know, he flashed.
Jesse Holly will not.
I always like to see the guys flash. I feel good for them.
The emails go to Web Radio. @patriots.com. Speaking of flash, you can send your pictures into Web Radio @patriots.com of any of your pregame tailgating leading up to Patriots and Saints first preseason game for New England. Nick writes in to Web Radio, patriots.com. Guys, I'm excited to see the level of communication between Brady and Lloyd. I also want to see Hightower bringing an edge and some energy to this defense, and I'm excited to see Tavon Wilson. I'd never heard of the guy, but Eric's evaluation during the draft sold me.
Eric's evaluation?
It's what it says.
Eric hated him.
He wasn't listening. Yeah, Eric absolutely hated him. Hmm. He wasn't listening.
And he bitched about the pick for like a month and a half after
the
draft.
It was like a personal affront to Eric.
It really was. Like, yeah, it was embarrassing. I did want to note that beyond Jimmy Graham being inactive, Mark Ingram also inactive. We hadn't seen him much this week, and they had said they were just resting him coming off the game, but apparently they're going to continue to rest him because he's not playing.
And he's obviously someone Patriots fans can monitor pretty close. Patriots picked up an extra first-round pick in that Mark Ingram
trade.
It's
also interesting to see the guys with the same number out there, and they're out, you know, they're playing in the preseason. I like that kind of
nonsense. Who's 75 that's not Wilfork?
The guy they just signed,
the new guy,
right?
Kyle Hill.
Duke kid.
Yeah.
That's Duke kid, wow. Four-year starter.
Duke kid.
Someone swallowed a media guy. Look at you doing pregame show prep.
I mean, I didn't know the number and the
Why
name.
Why did that
but
one
I,
stick?
I don't know. It's the thing. It's the thing that sticks.
Because there's what? A half Bush dozen Rod. Of those? There's like 260-somethings.
Right, I know two things. I know Duke guy and Bush Rod. That's what
Towson.
I know.
I did CAA football. What's your claim to fame?
Yeah, Randy writes into Web Radio.
Right.
At Patriots.com. Guys, how much
stop making fun of me.
Don't draw a penis on the telestrator.
How much do you think we see Jake Beckett tonight?
A lot.
And thank God it's finally time for football.
Well, let me amend that before Andy and I did notice he looked like he might have been dealing with something physical. So maybe not quite as much as...
And he's also a guy that
Beckett?
I thought...
Yeah.
And I think the physical issue is related to it, but was sort of like a tweener, like getting some reps, and it seems like he's faded a little bit now in the practice field reps. So
I think he would be a guy under normal circumstances. If he's 100%, you could see him for 2.5 quarters tonight.
Sure.
You could see
and
a lot of
You could also
Jake
see him
Beckett
get
tonight.
Three sacks. A lot of Patriots players taking the field now in full uniform.
Helmets,
blue
too.
Blue shirts, silver helmets with a Pat Patriot logo and silver pants. If Mike Reese is listening, he's going to hate me.
I just
it's actually a Flying Elvis logo.
I about to get into that big huddle where they jump up and down.
I just saw that Jay-Z's public service announcement is playing, which can only mean one thing, that Tom Brady's taking the field.
Is that what it means?
Apparently.
That's what everybody's tweeting.
Yeah, I can't hear it down here.
Do you ever feel like you have no idea what you watch at practice because you don't know these things that are evidently common knowledge to the whole world?
Now, I'll ask Kevin a question. We going to do anything for the Saints? We were so gracious with them on the practice field with Boys of Fall, Kenny Chesney, and the Saints go marching in. Any of that tonight?
Can't reveal my secrets there.
Oh.
So like if
so that's a, so that's
not,
a
not
yes.
even to the double D PPGS.
If Chris Ivory blows right through Dane Fletcher for a touchdown, do you man the Saints?
Yeah.
Go march it in.
We're gonna have LePan in the end zone with a trombone playing
with a trombone,
Dixie.
Of course,
a rusty one.
Deion
Branch tonight.
Not surprised.
I wouldn't expect to see him.
Thomas,
and
Brucey and Colvin.
Brucey, our buddy. E. Scals saying that he did not see Branch with the rest of the receivers.
So, not surprising. He's been
in
various
really
states
had
of participation.
Much. Yeah, he hasn't had much in the way of live reps in the last
week,
I would say.
Well, this could be back to the old days of Deion Branch doesn't play in the preseason.
I absolutely think that's what it is.
So, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
What I mean, how do you see the shakeout there at the bottom of the wide receiver depth chart?
None.
You still see him
All.
On there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm...
Unless, well, it, unless he out? Is dealing
I,
with something
no
and that... You know.
No, I personally, if you asked me who would be out, I think Stallworth would be out. But if you ask me who the Patriots are going to keep, I think they're going to keep all of them. It's good radio.
Did you get
well,
that?
Did
you get that, or did you need a little prompting?
What does that mean? Well, how do they keep all of them?
Welker, Lloyd,
it's
Branch,
seven.
Stallworth, Gaffney, and Edelman. That's six. And
three of
have...
them, well, two of them are not receivers, in Edelman mm-hmm. and... Slater.
Well, that would be the seventh if we count
yeah.
Slater. I don't.
I mean, Slater is a special teams captain, starting safety, deep threat, I guess. Edelman is your lead punt returner. That's why he makes this team as his return ability and his versatility, you know, form tackling on defense.
And I think the other five
could
contribute, depending on how the season goes with health from each of the others. I think the other five... Branch, Gaffney, Stallworth, Lloyd, Welker can be contributing receivers for your offense and significant parts.
So you both see them keeping seven?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's not a lock by any stretch, but, you know, again, every time Pac-Man and I start to talk and Andy's not involved, he has to
wait
yawn.
Till Eric gets on. They'll be snoring.
Then I'll be yawning
the other, at that point. The other storyline that I'm not as concerned about, I guess, is a lot of people. I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on it as well. This is the offensive line tonight. You're going to see it. We've seen it the last couple of days in the joint practices. What's your level of concern there?
Not all that high. Key parts of that offensive line aren't out there. Depth parts, everything. But, I mean, obviously three starters potentially in Waters, who's not here and may or may not be here. Who knows? But certainly Logan Mankins and Sebastian Vollmer are on PUP. We see them every day walk across in shorts at practice. They are projected starters for this team. Now, what Paul mentioned earlier is what you can focus on. One-on-one matchups. Is somebody beating Nate Solder on every single snap? Something like that. But
Andy's boy Cam Jordan, who he wants on the Patriots.
Right. From the Saints. Let's not
muddy
the water.
No, okay. That wasn't a shot at you.
Well, you go Darrell Revis like I would have picked Cam Jordan over Darrell Revis.
No, I missed the part about it had to be a Saints guy.
But, jeez. No, Paul and I have been, for some reason, on the stubborn, not worried about the O-line bandwagon while everybody else is like, the sky is falling! Sky is falling!
See, I expect those guys to be out there.
Why do you only have one ear on?
He's a pro.
I don't put the second ear on.
Is that what
pro.
Pros do?
I don't know. It's just what I do.
He's not a pro. I don't know. He's working with us.
I don't know.
He's a nice lady for you, Andy.
I don't know what the pros do. But I'm not as concerned about the offensive line either.
No.
And I expect those guys to ultimately be out there. And let's say even if they're not, I don't know. I think you can get away with the guys they've had out there on your offensive line for a spell until Mankins and Vollmer and whomever else
I
come back.
I wouldn't want to have to play.
I guess I would be with you guys. The offensive line is not overly concerning to me a month away from the beginning of the season.
Well, that's basically my reaction. Especially that month is a long time, and Greg Bedard wrote about it a little bit today, you know, how much can happen in a month. But I wouldn't be thrilled to have the offensive, you know, Solder, Thomas, Conley, Copen, Cannon. I wouldn't be thrilled with that line if I had to play with it all 16 games. But if I had to play 3 weeks in the regular season with that line, I'd be okay with that.
Or three weeks or 5 weeks with different pieces.
But you know what I'm
line.
Saying? Like, let's just say, you know, worst case scenario – you know what? We really think Mankins, we should be – let's err on the side of caution with Mankins and Vollmer, and let's wait, you know, 2 weeks. Let's not bring them back until – unbelievable. Let's not bring them back until, you know, the beginning of
button.
October. Okay? So if that happens –
don't you have one? You have a burp button. No,
I'm okay.
I have a cough button.
Yeah. So in other words, the cough button
only
wouldn't
coughs.
Suppress the burp that he just left
for burps.
I need a yawn and
or
a burp
sneezes
added.
Or, you know, anything else. Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I hear pretty much across the board – everybody's number one concern right now is offensive line. I don't know how people could be more concerned with that than the defense, just in general. I don't even want to get focused on one specific thing on defense. Until the defense shows that it can go out there and play at a level comparable to the offense, I don't know how that cannot be your number one concern.
Does the lack of Mankins, Vollmer, et cetera, no Waters, does that impact how much Brady plays tonight?
I don't think so.
I think the only way it would, Adam, is if they get out there and all of a sudden, like, the first...
Jailbreak.
Yeah, the first three plays, and they punt, and then Bill says, oh, hey, Josh, you know, let's run the ball, or, you know what, let's just get him out of there,
And then he'll tell us postgame that was the plan all along.
Right, to get him crushed.
Why you have to take it that way?
To get him crushed.
No, but that's the only way I could see it affecting how much he plays. I don't think Bill operates that way. At least he tells us he doesn't.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
I'm a little bit starting to serve there.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, patriots.com. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, Adam Jones here. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, taking you up to Patriots and Saints preseason opener for the New England Patriots. And joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline, Eric Scalavino of Patriots Football Weekly, joining us live from the press box. Eric, from your vantage point, what's jumped out watching the Patriots warm up for this one?
I know you're going to laugh, Pac-Man, and welcome to the show, by the way.
Ah, appreciate it.
But the one thing that has stood out so far is Ross Ventrone fielding punts. I've never seen that before, and his wild hair is flying all over the place out there.
He did it at practice the other day, just so you know.
Okay.
We kind of knew this was coming. We kind of set you up for that one. We saw your tweet. Okay. He did it off the Saints and Patriots both had sets of punt returners on the field, both their punters warming up, and Ventrone was out there with Patrick Chung, Ebert, and the regular guys, Hernandez, Edelman, Welker, and we actually said, gee, I bet they're getting him ready because they don't have anybody right now, and certainly Ebert's health has been in question at some point.
Yep.
Somebody's got to return a punt in the fourth quarter, and it's not going to be...
Not going to be Welker or Edelman.
Or Chung or Hernandez or, you know, so somebody's got to. I do find it interesting that suddenly Ross Ventrone has elevated his athleticism without doing anything. He's now like a third team, like, corner all the time. I thought at some point he was like a jack of all trades DB safety. Now he's always a corner. And now suddenly he's our best option as a jag punt returner. And I do find that interesting.
One of the other things. Worth noting, I guess, right now, because they just broke out of positional warm-ups, the O-line and the D-line are working against each other, and it looks like Ryan Wendell and Dan Copen are alternating with the regular first unit that we've been seeing. And we hadn't seen Copen as much with those first guys the last few days in camp. It looked like Wendell may have overtaken him at some point. But tonight, I don't know, right now 67 is under center. So that's something interesting to look at.
Donald Thomas with him, Eric?
Yes, sir.
At guard?
Yeah, yep. He's pretty much become the left
guard.
Yeah,
no, I would have been surprised if he had said no.
But the Copen thing is something that bears watching just because, I mean, I think some of us are of the belief if he's not the starting center, he's not on the team. And right now he's fighting to be the starting center, it appears. And not even with Conley. He's fighting with Wendell to be the second starting center. Because if Waters and Mankin show up, I think a lot of us assume Conley becomes a starting center.
Yeah, and I think they're looking to see is Wendell
exactly
a legitimate center backup that they can let Copen go.
I think Copen's spot right now is tenuous.
I agree. I think he can still make it despite the lack of versatility. But my whole thing with that is what's the difference if you have to move Conley from center? You put Copen at guard. You know, if you lose a guard, you move Conley over to guard and you put Copen at center. Case solved. But if Wendell is as good or better than Copen and he could play all three, you save money. That's a win-win all the way around. You keep Wendell over Copen.
A couple of other notes here, guys. Well, just following up on that point, though, actually, you know what? It had me thinking just now. Maybe because, first preseason game, Brady looks like he's going to play, but obviously not all that much. Maybe he's more comfortable having the guy that he's used to under center for the, one series or two or however long he's going to be out there. Maybe
that's
be a reason for it.
It's a rare great point,
rare
Eric.
Good point, Eric. Good job. Way to bring it.
Okay.
No Spikes, no Gerard Warren. Who else?
One little surprise here, Dan Branch. I've not seen him, and, he has been at practice suited up the last few days.
But he hasn't done much.
He has not done much, but, he has been out there, and there are some other guys who've been out there, and like Jeremy Ebert, for instance, very just recently coming off the PUP list, he was one of the first ones out here ready to get going. Not surprising, I guess, because he's a rookie and he's excited or whatever, but just, you know, a little bit curious with Branch that he might, wouldn't even be out here in uniform. So just worth noting, I thought.
Anything on defense that caught your eye?
No Brandon Spikes, not really a surprise, obviously, there. But they're just lining up right now in a defensive formation, and doesn't look like there are any real surprises there either. Bobby Carpenter, though, I will note, was the first player other than a kicker out here warming up almost 2.5 hours before kickoff. So maybe we'll see a lot of minutes from him tonight.
And is he in the middle of the SEC minus the ED?
At the moment, yes.
Okay, because we were wondering, you know, how those reps would go with Dane Fletcher and him and maybe even Mike Rivera.
Yep.
Eric, before you move on, how early did Tom Brady make his entrance?
Only maybe about 10 minutes ago, barely.
Are you worried?
No, not at all. That's when he usually comes out.
Just so you obviously don't follow Eric, because you would know when he usually comes out.
We've been mocking a lot of tweets out of the press box. Seems like tonight a lot of the choice tweets included the music, who had a full uniform on, didn't have a full uniform on, and what color uniforms the teams would be wearing tonight. There wasn't a lot of substantial
and not necessarily making fun of you either,
no,
Eric.
No. I mean everybody. I mean Mike Reese. I mean Jeff Howe. I mean Chris Price. I mean everybody.
I think it's preseason for everybody,
yes.
Reporters included. I think they're a little overexcited. And
there's not much to tweet that's actually useful. So
there really isn't, no.
But
really,
one question, Eric. You're sort of our uniform specialist, fashion specialist. this will be the first night with mandatory thigh pads for the wide receivers. Do you expect that to make a noticeable difference in the game?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, these guys are professionals. They've been, you know, they've been wearing them throughout camp. So why would it matter tonight?
I don't know. I was just asking.
Tell
something
them to
new.
Shut up.
We try to cover everything here, and that's an aspect of the game, as well as, Eric,
more importantly, what was the pregame food like?
No, we saw some tweets where the officials were taking photos. Are you concerned that the officials are just happy to be here and, like, asking for autographs in the middle of plays?
Well, it is kind of funny because they just did the referee mic check that they normally do, you know, around this time. And, you know, we get the audio live here in the press box, and Fred was commenting, oh, look, it's starting already. They didn't even say referee mic check to start the referee mic check. So it could be one of those nights.
That's a little nitpicky if you ask me, but if they screw up the coin toss and don't know how the game works, that's a bigger issue. If they call cause a touchdown when it's not really a touchdown.
All right.
One last thing, guys, before I let you go. On the Saints side, there's been a lot of talk and excitement this week for the tight end battle between Jimmy Graham and the two-headed monster of Gronk and Hernandez.
And you like tight ends.
It depends on who's owning it, but yeah.
Oh! Yes, he's not playing, right?
We do not see Jimmy Graham
correct
out there in uniform.
At Saints has already indicated that they will not be playing. Ingram, Jabari Greer, Jimmy Graham, Nick Toon, I think.
Other lesser
Adrian
names.
Arrington.
Graham's the interesting one, and he clearly got a little dinged up on that touchdown with in front of Dante Hightower the other day when he spiked it emphatically.
Yeah, I think it was maybe the spike that did it. Yeah,
it could have been, and that tells me he's no Gronk, because Gronk landed on his head, was concussed up, I still say, and had an emphatic spike, and then kept playing.
You better believe it.
So Graham is no Gronk.
All right.
All right, Eric, we'll be up in a few to eat.
Okay, cookies are already here, fellas.
Ooh,
excellent. Oh, you already brought them down to the table. Nice.
They had them out early, and I took advantage.
Good for you. Good contribution.
All right, we'll see you
in a bit. 19 guys, according to several of our Twitter guys, not playing, and I don't really see a surprise in the bunch. They've all been guys that have been out recently. Dennard, Larson, Waters, Spikes, Tracy White, Zuzu Petals, otherwise known as Zuzovics, Copa, Hicks, Mankins, Dustin Waldron, Vollmer, Shanko, Branch, Fells, Ballard, Pryor, Gerard Warren, Ron Brace, and Jonathan Fenene.
Got a tweet off Twitter. Where else would you get a tweet? Megatran says, at Jumbo Hart and PFW Paul, Adam Jones is not a permanent replacement for the postgame, for the pregame, is he?
I'm pretty sure that's not good for you.
Say goodbye.
Please,
it's debatable.
My bottom is really
He is, and give him a chance. He's pretty, pretty good. We need it.
He will miss one game, but other than that, he will be a staple on our pregame and our postgame.
And we needed a rudder. We were a directionless ship.
Checking some of the not-so-negative emails to webradio at patriots.com. Brandon writes in, guys, was watching Hard Knocks, and Derek Dennis got cut the day before training camp, and I thought it'd be funny if the Patriots signed him, and they did. So what do you guys think of him?
I don't know. I mean, as a player? I saw the Hard Knocks. I thought that was interesting. I haven't seen. Now, was it him or Waldron, Paul Perillo, that got absolutely knocked ass over tea kettle on their first day here?
I believe it was Waldron, but I wouldn't.
They're both ex-Dolphins. We brought in two Dolphins in like 2 days after they were cut by Miami, one off waivers, one off the street. And we didn't get any pictures of tank tops. I see a lot of women in tank tops tonight on the in-house feed here on TV, and none of them sent them in.
We only got them from our fan clubs.
Evidently, Bucky is on the camera for the in-house feed because there have been a lot of women in tank
that
tops.
That woman was
there.
Just gyrating her hips like Elvis. Ugh. And she wasn't all that attractive.
Oh, I was going to say, oh.
Well, yeah, she wasn't all that attractive.
Sticking with the Hard Knocks theme, though. You're talking about the offensive lineman and guys getting knocked backwards.
That's why he's on the show, Megatran. Unless you don't want it reeled back in, that's a possibility. But, one of them got knocked on their can the first thing. They've been both kind of haven't really stood out. Like Weems, they brought in this Darian Weems guy, and he came in, and as soon as he got here, he's like throwing guys to the turf and like knocking people on their can. Those other two, the two ex-Dolphins, haven't really stood out. And Waldron missed yesterday. He's been banged.
He's been out.
So,
I think the last two, and then he's not playing tonight.
Yeah.
So,
where's Waldron?
Yeah, the guy that the replacement lineman that came in after camp started that has actually shown a little something is Weems. Andy's
he Weems to be a pretty good player.
I read the From the Heart on Patriots.com. I also would check out Paul's calls as well. But I've seen the inside jokes. I was already prepared for those. Yeah.
Ooh, Matt Patricia. I wonder what he's wearing on his socks tonight. Eric didn't have that update, and I forgot to ask.
Going back to the Hard Knocks thing for a second, what did you guys think of Ocho on that, if you've seen it as well, Paul?
Andy has seen it. I have not. So I'll let him respond.
I thought he was really over-the-top clowning, taking it. I think some of it's natural. I think that's who he is. I really believe he's a clown and a funny and an interesting and a witty guy. I thought he was really taking it over the top, and they were clearly willing to put it on. I mean, he was...
They being HBO.
Yeah.
Not Philbin, though.
No. And I liked the idea of Philbin calling him on it, just not the way he did it. I didn't think Philbin came off very well in the first episode when he's talking.
He looks like Matthew McConaughey. I would envision him looking in like 10 or 15 years. That's what he looks like.
Okay.
Older, worn down. You know what Matthew McConaughey looks like.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that relates to his coaching ability, though.
Well, no, that's the physical
likeness. Well, real
just,
skinny.
Just to the face. Just look at the face.
Okay, I'll check that out in episode two.
McConaughey, yeah.
I just thought he kind of came off as a nice guy. And, I mean, he made the comment, this isn't a dictatorship. But, yeah, it is, and you're the dictator. You're the one who lays down the law, and he's talking to Ocho about don't swear in press conferences. And, you know, you get what I'm saying? Because if you don't, it's okay. No, it isn't okay. You swear, you're gone. You don't, you stay. Very simple. It is a dictatorship. So, and then Ocho this week said he's not talking to the media.
He's totally shut things down after Hard Knocks. Finally, guys, we wrap things up here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. If Andy Hart will make it through, final thoughts here before we get into this first preseason game.
I'll start where I finish where I started. I think the offenses are both going to put on a show, and you're going to be saying, that Breeze and Brady, pretty good players now. And then I think you will see some stars made in the second half. Bolden or Francis, although he'll probably be earlier than that. Somebody will make some plays. That's what I like about Urban. We want to use Urban Legend or Urban Development on the cover of PFW at some point. Maybe it's tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I love about the preseason games. I don't necessarily think there's a whole lot of evaluation going on, but I love to see the young guys, the unheralded guys flash and you know, that's what I'm looking for tonight. But for the Patriots...
Now he wants the young guys to play.
For the big picture...
This isn't Penn State, Paul. This is New England Patriots.
Big picture stuff, to me, it's all about the defense, Adam. I want to see some guys make some plays out there in the limited time they're out there. Jones, Hightower, Wilson, Gregory. I want to see these guys looking like they've improved the defense because they have to get better on defense if they're going to be the Super Bowl champion.
All right, that'll do it for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com.
Not like
the
good Super Bowl champion talk prior to the first preseason.
Nobody's looking ahead or anything.
I like leaving it off right there. We appreciate the feedback throughout the course of this. Stay tuned for Patriots and Saints here on Patriots.com, and I'll talk to you after the game, Patriots postgame show. Thanks for listening here on Patriots.com.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the New Orleans Saints.
Play action fake by Flacco. Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com for the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones immediately following tonight's game.
Patriots come hard. He looks, he fires to the right, and it is picked up at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, at the 40.
Stay up.
Feet all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.